Bonjour, hi, welcome or welcome back to Another Coffee Talk. For those of you who are not familiar with Another Coffee Talk, it's a series and a podcast I have where every Friday I sit down with a cup of coffee. I sip on it while I talk about different topics that have been on my mind for the past week. And this week is no exception. Once again, I'm nailing it with a coffee this week. It's honestly so good. I've been killing the coffee game lately, and I'm happy about it. I'm really happy, but obviously, and as always, this is not the topic of today's coffee talk. Today, we are talking about ego, and we're actually putting our egos to the side for this one, because we're going to get real and deep. Let's go. The reason I wanted to talk about ego is because lately I feel like my ego's been crushed in a way. I've been getting more and more hate comments on YouTube, on TikTok, and it's kind of the first time that it's been recurring in the way that I've gotten hate comments before here and there, but nothing really concerning, like nothing to really bother me that much. But I feel like lately they've just been repetitive and redundant. It's something that was not frequent in the past, and now that I'm getting more and more active on social media, and now that I'm growing a community, and now that I'm getting a little bit more of a following, I feel like it's a place that people feel entitled to say whatever they want to say. And the thing is, I never really got it. Like, I never really understood why would one go out of their way and take the time to sit there and write something hateful about somebody who's just literally sitting there talking, somebody who's creating content, somebody who is just being themselves online and trying to relate with people and trying to connect with people. And that, I never understood that, because I never was a person to write hate comments. Like, if you dislike something, it's okay. Like, you cannot like everybody, and you cannot like everything that somebody creates and puts out there on the internet. But to take the time and energy to make them know that, to me, doesn't make sense. And this is why it crushed my ego, because I always felt kind of immune to it. I always thought that I would not be bothered by hate comments and by people hating and haters and stuff like that. Because, well, first and foremost, I grew up with a brother, a older brother, who was always picking on me, who was always, like, trying to make me react, and he was always trying to get a reaction out of me. And often it worked. And that kind of helped me to build some sort of, I don't know, confidence, and to let things fly over my head and to not, you know, take everything personally. But I feel like because these people, the people on the internet who take the time to write stuff about me and who take the time to just, like, hate on what I do and hate on me, it's like, I don't know you. You don't know me. Why would you do that? Like, for my brother, it was a source of excitement, you know? It was, like, getting a reaction out of me, and it was what made him laugh. But for strangers to do that doesn't, you know? So I guess that's why I thought I was immune to it, and I thought I was not going to be bothered by it because it is strangers. But no, it's quite the opposite. Because it is strangers, I feel like it's getting to me. And the thing is, it's not like getting to me. Like, I'm not bothered enough by it to be concerned. But here I am, still kind of filming a coffee talk all about it. Wasn't this dilemma where I didn't really want to acknowledge it, because acknowledging hate comments is just giving these people more power. Well, not this, not power, but it's like giving them more visibility and kind of giving them attention, which I know is probably what they're trying to do. They're trying to get a reaction, they're trying to get attention, and they're trying to get me to react to it, which I get, but at the same time I don't. But it's just like, I really had to reflect back on it. And the reason why I link it to ego is because I feel like I had to take a little hit on my ego because I took it so because I don't know, maybe it's just me. Maybe I shouldn't be taking it so personally, but I do, because it's like, I really don't feel like what I'm doing here, especially in the coffee talks and especially on TikTok, where I'm just literally being me and goofing around. And I don't feel like these people have the right to do so. Like, they do, but they don't. Like, I don't know, freedom of speech, but at the same time, why would you sit there and just hate on somebody? That's the thing that I don't get, that it doesn't make sense to me that some people would do that. Simply because maybe I'm innocent and naive and I wouldn't do it, so I don't see how one would have this urge to just like, oh, I don't like you speaking English, or I don't like the way that you think, or whatever, whatever that was. But it's like, don't you have anything better to do? And I know it sounds a little cocky to say that, and it sounds a little, I don't know, egotistic maybe, but it's like, really? I mean, thank you for the view though, and thank you for the engagement, because it's good for my statistics, but don't you have anything better to do? And that's what my initial reaction was. I wanted to respond and I wanted to react. And still me here talking about it and thinking about it, I'm still unsure if this is the right thing to do. Because as I said, reacting and acknowledging these hate comments is kind of giving these people attention, and I don't necessarily want to do that, but I kind of want to bring awareness also to like cyber bullying. That's not what I feel like it is, because I'm a grown up and I'm mature and I'm able to let it fly and I'm able to not make anything out of it. But I'm thinking about all these teenagers who are active on the internet, who are active on social media, who are getting these kind of comments from friends, from people at their school, from strangers even. And they don't, I feel bad for them, because they probably don't have the confidence and they don't have probably the maturity to cope with it and to react to it, or to just like, you know, let it go. And that's the thing. I remember when I was a teenager and when I was posting, and it was kind of one of my biggest fears. I was afraid of what people would think of me, and I was so afraid of seeing hate comments and seeing people hating on stuff. Luckily and thankfully, it never happened to me as a teenager. But now that I'm an adult who's a little bit more conscious of what I do, and I try and make the most out of what I do without, you know, giving away too much information and while staying authentic, it's like, I knew, that's the thing, I knew that this was about to come eventually, because nobody is immune to that type of hatred. We're, as soon as you're out there on the internet, as soon as you're posting content, you're kind of opening yourself up to that kind of feedback. And it's normal, but it shouldn't be. And that's the issue here. It's just so normal for people to hide behind their screens and to write whatever thing that they think. Like, for example, if you were walking on the street and then you saw somebody whose outfit you didn't like, would you go out of your way to tell them, hey, your shirt looks ugly? You wouldn't do that, because socially, it's not acceptable. And you'd probably get an instant reaction. You'd probably get punched in the face, if anything. If you, like, end up saying that to the wrong person, you cannot control the reaction that you're gonna get, and that's why people don't do it. That's why people are civilized. But I feel like on the internet, it's like free for all. People hide behind their screen because they know that they might or might not get a reaction, and the reaction is not gonna be instant, or not as instant and raw as face to face. And they're kind of detaching themselves from what they're saying. And because it's on the internet, and because it's on social media, and because you don't have a direct contact with the person that you're hating on, it's as if you're detaching yourself from the hate and from the hatred and from how mean things can be, how mean the things you say or write can be, and how it can affect somebody. And again, I luckily I'm a very confident person, and I'm a grown up, and I'm mature enough to understand that this doesn't reflect who I am, and it does not define my worth, and it does not define who I am as an individual. But it's like, it can get into somebody's head. And again, I always thought that I was stronger than that, that it wouldn't matter to me, that it wouldn't bother me. But here I am facing that kind of comment and facing that kind of feedback. And it does affect me in a way. Circling back to the whole ego thing, I had to put my ego to decide, because my instant reaction would have been to react and to like respond with something witty and something a little bit mean, just out of wanting to defend myself and out of instinct almost. But no, I rather take this time to sit down and talk about it and just make it make sense, even though it doesn't make sense. And mind you, I'm a very small creator, so the amount of positive feedback that I get versus the amount of negative feedback that I get is really, it doesn't have any proportion, you know, when you get like a ton of positive feedback, and I'm so thankful for it. But somehow, and that's the thing that kind of reoccurred with, like, when I think of people talking about hate comments, I feel like this is what they all have to say, that the good stuff does help and make a difference and makes you feel good. But what really sticks with you is the negative stuff, because it has you doubting yourself and it has you kind of questioning yourself about what you're doing. And I don't know, to me, it kind of, it made me almost reflect back on what I do, what I say, and who I am, and how I portray myself on social media. But I know deep down inside of me that it's genuine, that I'm an authentic person, that I'm, and I try to be as authentic as possible on here, on Instagram, on TikTok, and who I present myself as on the internet is really true, or as true as it can be, to who I am. Again, without, you know, pouring my heart out into the world, but still being vulnerable and being okay with that. And if people are not okay with it, it's their problem. And if anything, they're the ones, you know, engaging still with my content and going out of their way to write their mind about who they think I am or what they think I am. And that's the thing, they don't know who I am. And that's what's important. The important part is, I know my worth. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know what I'm good at. I know what I'm not good at. I know my flaws and weaknesses. But I also know my strengths. And I know what makes me unique. And I know what makes me a good person. So I drink the that. And circling back to what I said about the positive comment and the positive feedback, it's funny how life works sometimes, because last week I was getting a few negative comments, and then I got this one message from somebody who reached out to me saying that they really enjoyed my most recent coffee talk and how I was their discovery of the year, and it really made a difference. And it made me realize that this is what matters. It's not the people that don't like me, but on the opposite, it's all about the people that like me, and it's all about the people that enjoy what I do and that relate to what I do, and who I can connect with, and who what I say can resonate with them. That's what I'm doing. Like, that is why I'm doing all of this. It's to connect with people, not to provoke anybody, and not to get a bad read. Like, I'm not really into this whole viral thing. I don't want to create reactions. I don't want to participate in any, like, scandals or anything. That's not what I'm here for. And so I think having this reminder and having this one message come through as I was asking myself a bunch of questions about the negative comments really made me feel good about myself, and it made me kind of put everything into perspective and made me realize that, you know, it doesn't matter if XYZ person doesn't like me, because the reality is nobody can be liked by 100% of the people. There's always going to be somebody hating on what you do. There's always going to be somebody who's jealous of what you do. There's always going to be somebody that will critique what you do and that will like watch you very closely and watch your every move and hope that you fail. But these people don't matter. The ones that matter are the ones who are by your side, who are encouraging you, who are supporting you, and who love you no matter what. Those are the people that matter. And so to anyone that has taken the time to write a positive comment, to write to me even, thank you, because you are what matters. You truly are. And for the ones who care to hate and care to write a little negative comment, it's okay. Do your thing. If that makes you feel good about yourself, good. I doubt that, but hey, you do you. And again, I'm a very small creator, so it's nothing super concerning, but I still wanted to address it because I feel like it's not necessarily right. And I can only imagine, like, the big creators and how many hate comments they get. And for what? For just being themselves and for being good at what they do and for influencing people and for, you know, relating to their community. I don't know. To me, again, doesn't make sense. But hey, I guess this is why they must have a PR team to kind of filter through all of that. So maybe one day I'll have a PR team to filter through the hate comments. But for now, it's literally just me. So keep them coming. Keep them coming because they make me grow and they make me create content. So thank you for the inspiration. That's really all I can say. And I'm realizing now that the topic of this week's coffee talk is ego. And all I've been talking about is hate comments and negative feedback. And you might be wondering, well, how does that have anything to do with ego? Well, that's the thing. With that, my ego kind of took a little hit. And it made me realize a few things about myself and made me realize how I had a big ego and how I had to put it to the side sometimes and how some things are more important than ego. And sometimes you just have to be vulnerable and you have to kind of put your ego to the side and deal with certain situations with other aspects of your personality, with maturity. You have to take a step back, recollect, and then react. And that's something I've had a lot of difficulty doing in the past, but I feel like the older I get and the wiser I get, I'm more able to do that and to put my ego to the side and to react a little bit more calmly and to take the time to think things through. And that's important. So there you go for the ego part. And for anybody who would want to create content but would be afraid to do so because of the hate comments and for the negative feedback that people might give you, you know what I have to say? Fuck them. Fuck that. If you want to create content, do it. If people at your school are going to laugh at you for doing so, fuck them. If you enjoy what you're doing, this is what matters also. If you're happy and content with what you do, if you're passionate about something, just do it. Because in the end, can we let people be? Can we let them live? If I want to sit in my bedroom and film my silly little coffee talks and turn it into a podcast and put it on YouTube and on social media platforms for, like, what, 100, 200, 300, 1,000 people to see, then so be it. Why would you take the time to bring somebody down for trying? That's the thing. Freaking go outside, take a walk, go listen to music, do something else. Anyway, maybe I'm, like, overthinking this, as I always do. But hey, I'd rather talk about it than just ruminate this in my head. Yeah, and now I'm realizing that I haven't nothing else to say about this. So this is my cue to wrap it up here. Thank you for watching or listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me. I truly, truly, truly mean it. Hopefully I have made a little difference in your day today. If you would like to make a difference in mine, you know what to do. And I'm going to wish you in. Buongiorno.